did a lot of film scores and whatnot, and passed away last week. And so we're going to listen to a song of his. This is called The Great God Pan is Dead, which is from an album that he did called Fordlandia. The Great God Pan is Dead by Johan Johansson off of his album Fordlandia, which came out a few years back. Johan Johansson, Icelandic composer, has done a lot of film scores recently for movies such as The Theory of Everything and many others. Very beautiful minimalist composer. And he passed away at the very young age of 49 last week. We're going to do another long, slow one here to start. things off. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. Steve Reich, very famous 20th century and modern day composer, has put out a new CD, new album, which has two of his pieces on it. It's called Pulse and Quartet. So the first piece is called Pulse, and this one apparently was written in 2015. And then Quartet is a three-parter that is the second part of the record, played by a full quartet. It's a piano or key thing. We're going to listen to Pulse, which is about 13 minutes or so. And this is, again, the brand new Steve Reich CD. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. This is Pulse by Steve Reich.
Thank you.
That was the new one from Steve Reich called Pulse. I just put a new record called Pulse Quartet. It's two different pieces on Nonesuch Records. Steve Reich, very influential, groundbreaking New York minimalist composer. Pulse, there you go. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 until 4. Next up, I'm going to play, it's a new record, and finally 2018 is kind of getting into a flow of some good releases and things coming out, and the first of those exciting releases, or one of a few exciting releases, is the new record from Ott. Ott is a band from Montreal, and their last record is called Sun's Coming Down, is on Constellation Records, and if you're familiar with this program at all, I don't know that I've played and discussed Ott many times. Also friends of the program. Did an interview with them a couple years ago for the show. And they have a new record out on Merge. It's a real major U.S. label, recorded in Brooklyn, et cetera, et cetera. Going places. Anyhow, the record is just really, really fantastic, and I'm very impressed. I think they've really gone in a direction that they've really come into their own and into their own flow as a band. I've been listening to it all this last week, and it really continues to grow on me. I think it's terrific. I think it's really valuable to sit and give the whole thing a listen. So I'm going to play two songs from it. One is called Desire, which is one of the singles that they released, and then the following track, which is called Brief Shield. But as I said, I highly recommend, you know, buying this CD or this record, finding it online, buying it online, and giving the whole thing a listen, because it really is great. Early front runner for album of the year for me. We're going to listen to two of those songs. It's The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. This first one is called Desire, and it's by Ott off of their brand new record, Room Inside the World.
Didn't I say to you not to race it? It was never gonna stay. It was never gonna stay here. You're like the moon in a basket of wheat. You rose out of the roses right under my mouth. And a far away cry from this petty little town. Shine back, we will notice, though you never owed us. So passionately painted creatures we met. Descend from the bleachers without much more than a promise. Well, you got it in your guts, stinking. I could taste it in your paint when you left and when you came. And I could remark upon that old feeling. But that won't make it remarkable feeling. Didn't I taste it, feel it, and know in so many ways. So many ways, the feel of your honey in the corner of my mouth. Like a loop around the block, like a shadow in your notebook. Oh, come on, it's based in rhyme, doesn't matter. Now we pause the tape for some laughter. I won't accept the conceit any further. I will return it to you. Thank you. This old cousin told me I was featured in a play. I was meant to take the stage. I turned to him, okay. And in it we drove all night. And you smiled so much. You got creases on your face, the kind that give you grace. And I try to keep cool regardless of what. I know to be true, I know to be true. You got good time and you listen blindly. You're a street fighter, no, blood fighter. Well, desire was never gonna stay, was never gonna stay. Well, desire was never gonna stay, was never gonna stay. Fictions are threatening like statues.
looking for your next step in education or to travel, learn about undergraduate and postgraduate programs, professional degrees and doctorates, as well as work abroad, language, travel, and internships at the Study and Go Abroad Fair on February 25th at the Vancouver Convention Center. Admission is free, so check out www.studyandgoabroad.com for more information. Of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Become part of the scene, 'cause I only
That's a new one from Palm, who just put out their debut full-length LP on Car Park Records, and it's called Rock Island. And I think they mean rock more like the hard natural object. Although maybe it's supposed to be kind of funny that you would see it as rock and roll music. So it's very anti-rock and roll music. It's that kind of cutesy, tropical, off-kilter, off-beat indie rock. Palm came out with an EP last year called Shadow Expert, which is one of my favorite releases of the year last year. And this one, the tone is a little different. Shadow Expert is a bit heavier and harsher at times. But I still really like this a lot. Rock Island, very good, and their first full project, and it really works well as a project. All the songs really tie together well. And this that track that I played is called Swimmer, and thus far that's my favorite on the album. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This show's on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. Before Palm, heard a couple of new ones from Ott, Montreal band who just came out with their new record Room Inside the World, which is just such an excellent record start to finish. We listened to Desire and Brief Shield. Again, can't recommend enough going and giving this whole thing a listen. As I mentioned, 2018 starting to get onto a little bit of a rhythm as far as new releases go, and there another new release along with this Ott and Palm Records is a band called Holy Motors, which are from Estonia, or they're a group that's made up of Estonians, and they play kind of desert nighttime drive surf music, gothy surf music, and this is their first full-length record. They had a single came out last year on Wharf Cat, and this is a full length, and it's a nice smooth listen. Reminds me of something like Julie Cruz, in a way, in tone, I'd say. And so I might get on some Julie Cruz afterwards. Stay tuned for that. But we're gonna listen to a song called Valley by Holy Motors, and their record, again on Wharf Cat Records, which is based in New York. Although this band is from Estonia originally. This record's called Slow Sundown. So this is Valley by Holy Motors here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
I am alone in the valley. Thank you.
And that was Floating by Julie Cruz off the Floating Into the Night record. I've never been a Twin Peaks fan, but apparently that's a big Twin Peaks thing. I just like the record. And very reminiscent, or the Holy Motors record that I played before that, which just came out, is very reminiscent of the sounds and the tone of that Julie Cruz record. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 until 4 p.m. To close things out this week, there's a compilation that was released at the end of January by Houndstooth, which is a record label in the UK that does kind of noise and experimental electronic music, Jerome music and whatnot. And they put out this comp called In Death's Dream Kingdom, and taking artists from the label and ask them to make a track or project based on that poem by T.S. Eliot. The phrase In Death's Dream Kingdom, which comes from a T.S. Eliot poem. So either interpret that or reinterpret it in any way that you wish, but that's the basis of this. And it's a very interesting record, very good listen, even for just drone and ambient music. It really has a dark and yet real engaging, at least in my opinion, tone and sound to it. And going to listen to the contribution from Ian William Craig that's on this comp. And Ian William Craig is a Vancouver-based artist. And so his track is the closing track of the record, and it's called An End of Rooms. And so we're going to hear that to close out the show this week. Thank you all for listening. That's that for now. We'll be back next week. Next week's normal. It's February 26th. Week afterwards. How am I messing this up? I'm thinking, yes, right. Week after next. It's March 5th, Monday, March 5th. And that's Mark E. Smith's birthday. So to get the obligatory fall reference in there this week, would have been his 61st birthday, I believe, this year. So look forward to that episode in 2 weeks. For now, again, this is Ian William Craig, An End of Rooms on The Burrow, and stay tuned. Thank you.
Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.